Hello, and welcome to the first podcast for I Hear a New World. I've been broadcasting a show on the Edinburgh-based internet radio station freshair.org.uk every Monday night at 10 till 11 since the beginning of February. I've really enjoyed myself, but this is the first podcast, and it's just really a teaser because we've only got one song on this one, but hopefully in future podcasts we're going to have a couple of songs, and it's probably going to be a lot of local Scottish stuff as well. But this week we're concentrating on our unsung hero of a couple of weeks back, who was Adam Gennady. And you can find out more about him at myspace.com, Gennady, which is spelled G-N-A-D-E. And they've got a really good blog over on the MySpace, always updated with loads of new stuff. Now, we've got a number of features on the show. We've got Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, which is a comedy song feature. We've had Melissa Davies on with her old school classics. And we've also got the Unsung Heroes, which Adam Gennady was one of. Now, other than him, we've also had a little-known Edinburgh band, The Male Nurse, underachieving Glasgow band Uncle John and Whitelock, and we've also had Lack, the guy who started off the New York anti-folk scene. Now, The Male Nurse was suggested to me originally by Digital Plumpf, and he also basically came on the show and introduced a couple of his own unsung heroes.
Alright, I'm Digital Plumpf, and welcome to Digital Plumpf's Unsung Heroes, which is basically just me taking over for a few minutes every other week. So cheers for that, Milo. Grangemouth band Low Life got plenty of acclaim, but they never played the game. Their story is a long and troubled one. See Wikipedia for edited highlights, or should I say lowlights. This is Low Life, my third favourite band of all time, with Swell. Nobody cares about the unsung heroes. For episode 3 in this occasional series, we have a band so obscure that are rumoured to not even exist. A band whose genius is absolute, as is their disappearance. All I know about them is that they're from the Kingdom of Fife. Enable your anti-gravity device and have a listen. A Slurpy Gloop with a track entitled Instrumental. Cheers, our kid.
Now, we don't have permission to play those songs. But if you go to the Podomatic I Hear a New World page, that's http milo_mclaughlin.podomatic.com. Then there are links on there that will take you to Digital Plumpf's MySpace, where he's done a couple of really good pieces on his blog about these unsung heroes, and hopefully that'll lead you to further information about them. So let's go to The Wind to Their Apartment by Adam Gennady.
It is winter again, and you're fighting with your woman. From outside the apartment on the hill leading up Broadway, pressed against cold window glass, the warm glow you'd see would be Norman Rockwell life, NBC in a Christmas tree. Wrapping paper tubes unravel on the couch, presents half wrapped, shoe boxes their lids off, open and waiting. Where the dregs of pizza boxes, the chewed on crusts and red wine jugs sit. Sliced cheese or cubed provolone, gone dark yellow on white paper plates. Your hands thrown over your head, her eyes wet and red. And from outside the window you would see a symphony, and tragic comedy, and song and dance blues, or election year blues, or wartime blues, love life blues, growing up blues, the sorrow of ancient oak tree, deep-rooted pain. San Diego winter, where at 6 a.m. you and her drive to work, you see your breath and steam billows. Jobs you hate and to making money that goes God knows where. the street, the cars line Broadway, their windows fogged with dewdrops and dripping on the concrete. Southern California morning, the bums are staggering out of wet bushes draped with spiderweb trails. Damp pant cuffs, scratching brown beards and wondering where their life went. And how did they get to this? And whether they'd ever touch a woman again. For one last grasp of warm teenage breasts they felt in back of a car. High school homecoming night, maybe 1985 or somewhere near there. An elegant young body or smooth long side. In the eyes of shivering nervous of a woman that wants you because you are good and you are worthy and you make her feel good. But never again, they are resigned to that. Nothing but dollar coffee at 7-Eleven, another day waiting for handouts and hobo death. The nights now are filled with talk and then quiet, where you feel dumb and thick-mouthed and can't say nothing but mumble and plead your case. You were never brave like she is, so you sit and drink and grow a hard skeleton face and scare her and scare your family too. While your body rots, while your muscle goes to fat and sagged skin. While your brain goes evil with squiggling worms and flitting haints, the spirits of soul leaving your body. So she delivers sermons and speeches, implores you to get the hell out of the city. We'd be so much happier, she says, and you could quit your jobs and run away like you used to. Back when you did things just because, and because it felt good to run away. Because you didn't worry so much like you do now. Just because, and leave the assholes behind and fuck them anyway, they don't mean shit. She says it doesn't matter what. Run, hide, retreat, surrender, and your apartment will be your grave.
Okay, that was the fantastic The Winter, Their Apartment by Adam Gennady. Thanks for listening to this first podcast for I Hear a New World with me, Milo McLaughlin. And please subscribe. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it on the Podomatic page, and it would be great if you listen again to future ones, because we're going to have some amazing music on them.